Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
As part of Countdown to Site Village 2015, it's with great pleasure I welcome Lindsay Hollands back from British Blind Sports to talk about what British Blind Sport will be doing at Site Village. But before that, it's just 2 weeks, isn't it, Lindsay, before you do the event in Coventry. So welcome aboard, and do you want to tell us a little bit about that upcoming event?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's nice to speak with you again, Michael. Yeah, as you say, it's the countdown to our Festival of Visually Impaired Sport. So less than 2 weeks now. It's on Saturday, the 11th of July, at the King Henry VIII School on Warwick Road in Coventry. Basically, we've got the facilities for the whole afternoon, and we've got many, many different sports on offer. So we have swimming, golf, goalball, cricket, football, tennis, and many, many more. I think there's probably about 12 or 13 sports, and there's still some sports that we're waiting for confirmations on. So all the information is on our website if people want to register their interest. And the great thing about it, it's a free event and it's a fun event for all the family. So it's not just people who are blind and partially sighted. Parents can come along, brothers, sisters, friends, relatives, absolutely anybody can come along and try sport. And what we really want the event to be is kind of a catalyst for people to start up sport or take up a new activity that maybe they've not tried before. And we're going to work really hard to make sure that if people want to, let's say golf for an example, if they try out golf on Saturday the 11th of July and they decide actually it's something that they really want to do, they want to join a club or find a driving range or find a course somewhere, then that's what we're going to help people to do. So we're really hoping that it can almost be that step into sport and activity for people. So yeah, working hard on getting all the logistics and all the organisation ready for the festival in just under 2 weeks.
Right, so yeah, do go along. And if you want more information as well, go back a few of our audio booms and you'll actually find a longer talk with Lindsay about that as well. So we're obviously looking ahead to Site Village, which is just in under 2 weeks now. And what are people going to expect from British Blind Sports if they come to your stand, and also something which you've got planned in one of the smaller side rooms?
Okay, yeah, so like you say, we will have a stand there. It'll be myself and my colleague Ross manning that stand. And the great thing about that is we'll be able to provide lots of information about the many different types of sports that are on offer. So if anyone just wants to find out a little bit more about what British Blind Sport does, or if they want to find out what sports are on in their area or what activities might be available, then yeah, do pop along, have a chat with us. And it might be that it's something you've not even considered before that we'll be able to help you with. So again, it's probably about learning what's out there and how to get involved. Then, as you mentioned, we do have a workshop running. We're running our workshop on the Wednesday, so the second day of Site Village, Wednesday the 15th of July. And our workshop is from 12:30 until 1. So it's just a half an hour slot. And what we're going to kind of be discussing and talking about is the, sort of around the theme of, does sport really make a difference? And we all know, we hear it so often, that people have to do sport and do activity and be healthy and lose weight and be fitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what we want to really kind of showcase, I think, is what are the real benefits of sport and what are the real life stories? So I've been working together with some of British Blind Sport members and some people in the community who are really kind of advocates of sport to just kind of showcase their stories and find out how sport has made a difference in their life. So that's kind of what I want to promote during the sort of the workshop or seminar on that day.
Right, so do pop along, you know, amongst obviously all the other stands, do go and see British Blind Sports, stop off, have a chat to Lindsay and find out more. And some of the sports are obviously more energetic than others. There's lots of different choice of what's available, and just get on with it. And I'm preaching to myself here because I need to get into more, so...
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's so many different things for all different types of ages and abilities. And we've been doing lots of different work with some of the, I would say, quite unusual national governing bodies. So I think everyone always, you hear so much in the paper about swimming and running, and you know, those are the sort of quite popular sports that people are really, really fully aware of. But there's lots of pathways available. And I've had some really great meetings with sports such as bowls and shooting. So there's all these different options out there, these really great, fully inclusive opportunities that people who are blind and partially sighted can just take part in with everybody else. So it's just also promoting the inclusivity of a number of different sports as well. So yeah, lots to discuss and lots on offer. And I just think if people come to us with questions, and we'll see what we can do to help.
Not a problem. Well, you do that. And like, I mean, there's so many good sports. I mean, I've always fancied the Sonic shooting and things like that. So find out more about that if you're not really feeling fit enough to start goalball or something. So do you want to tell us how people can find out more information about British Blind Sports if they can't turn up at Sight Village, and how they can get that information?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think probably the best thing to do would be head to the British Blind Sport website, which is just britishblindsport.org.uk. And then on our website, there's lots of different things. You can find information about the festival and some of our other things that we're doing related to our 40th anniversary. You'll be able to find out some information about the sports that we're working with and some of the projects and programmes that we're doing. But the great thing about the website is our contacts page. So if you want to make contact with us, you can complete the online contact form, but it also has our head office details and our email addresses as well. So all our details are on there. If you just drop anyone in head office an email, we'll be able to get in touch and point people in the right direction. The other thing as well, we're on our Facebook and Twitter. So lots of our events, lots of the programs that we're doing are all posted on Facebook and Twitter as well. So that's a great way to learn more about what British Blind Sport does and what's available out there for people to take part in.
And do you know your email and telephone number as well, just for those who do access these services not in on the internet?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best email address would just be info@britishblindsport.org.uk. And the telephone number is 01926 424247.
Right, so do get in touch. And as I keep saying, just get some exercise done and enjoy it. It's about the social side as well as the physical side. So it gets you out, gets you meeting new friends, and develop so many other things as well, job opportunities and independence, and it's just giving you those opportunities which you may not get as well.
Absolutely. There's so many softer skills related to sport, and everyone goes on about, you know, being healthier and losing weight, but you're right, there's so many added values, I think, to sport that may not be people's primary reason to get involved, but they're kind of the side effect of sport, which I think is probably one of the best things about it.
Well, thank you very much, Lindsay. It's been lovely talking to you again.
Are you more than welcome?
And, you know, do keep us updated on things what do come around with BBS. And we look forward to speaking to you soon and at Sight Village.
Great. Yep. Thanks then, Michael.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.